this is the time to get creative and get out of the box and keep creating, because this is what is going to keep us strong and alive, gonna help us go through this, keep on creating and being creative.
Sometimes you do a project and it sits on a shelf, virtually speaking, hiding out on the internet with no views. It's a damaging thing to the psyche of a video producer. I started Masters of Engagement and this whole experiment to better identify what are the elements of engaging videos that people need to consider when creating content, so that you don't waste a production budget, because you can waste production budget or you can impact an audience. And that's why I've advocated for principles like engaging an audience, starting with a hook, making sure that you have conflict in your stories, having interesting and authentic characters, and the other principles of engagement. And I think sometimes I get distracted by these. Sometimes I look at a piece of media and I think, wow, just the production value itself there does so much to engage the audience independently. Artists that can pull this off are truly rare and should be admired and celebrated. I'm thrilled to have one of those artists on the show today. We're continuing our discussion about what can be done to continue work during this COVID-19 outbreak, and I'm excited to introduce to you Liran Friedman. Liran, well, he has a history in film and now works for Artlist, a company dedicated to creating great stock footage and stock audio for all of your projects. Liran joins me on the telephone from Israel, with so many incredible and practical tips that will change the way that you approach projects now and forever. Liran has some really incredible tips for continuing to create, and I'm excited to share them with you today on Video Production Daily. I always hated licensing stock music, because of all the T's and C's and the complications around licensing and how long it would last, et cetera, until I found Artlist. It was a truly incredible stock music company. For one low licensing fee, I could license their library and use those songs in perpetuity.
We started off 6 people working together, and today we're 85 employees at the company.
And the quality for what you were paying was really astonishing. I was thrilled when Artlist expanded into ArtGrid, a product dedicated to bringing stock footage to creators with a similar licensing model. It brings up so many opportunities to create with stock footage first rather than using it as an afterthought. And I'm really excited today to talk about better ways to use stock footage, as so many of us are trying to create video right now with assets that we have on hand. Liran was the perfect person to have on this episode, and I appreciate his insight. He's the VP of Creative, and I asked him to kick off our episode by telling us exactly what he's responsible for.
I'm in charge of all the content, creative content, and marketing content that is coming out of Artlist. If it's banners, landing pages, social media, ads, video ads, and all that good stuff.
And that's really something. If you don't know Artlist, they're known for having incredible advertising that really speaks to creatives that are looking for quality stuff. Let's jump into the phone call.
I just yesterday renewed my Artlist subscription and added the sound effects. So I'm like all in on Artlist. Yeah, it's such an incredible tool. I do think in the sound effects, you guys should add some podcast interludes. That would be super helpful. Just a little unsolicited product feedback. But no, it's really cool. A lot of the intros and things in the sound effects library are great for podcasts. That's a cool product. That seems to be a new one.
Amazing. Thanks. Yeah, we've actually launched it right at the coronavirus break, which is a bit of a shame because we had a big campaign planned for it. We didn't launch the campaign. We're waiting for things to cool off a bit, hopefully soon. And then we'll start launching some commercials we did and like cool banners and great materials to actually advertise the product. For now, we just did a silent launch and we're just taking in all the feedback and bring in more content.
I think I've really been drawn to you because the content quality that you guys produce is so outstanding. The creative that comes out of Artlist from a marketing perspective is the kind of content so many people aspire to create. So thanks. I always feel like when I'm watching a piece of media from Artlist, it's a great piece of media to aspire to create. And then to know that, hey, I've got access to all of the assets that they use to create that compelling piece of media is pretty exciting.
It's great to hear, especially coming from someone like you. You're a professional coming from the filmmaking and production industry, which is amazing to hear. And it's something that we put a lot of emphasis on because eventually the audience we sell to are filmmakers, are visual creators, content creators. And, you know, you want to show them part of your brand, and building your brand is showing them advertising that they will like and will be compelling to them and to their visual standards. So this is a big part of Artlist. Always produce high quality content, if it's video ads, banners, and the content in itself and the products itself was always something that we were putting a lot of effort into. It's great to hear that. We appreciate it, and we get that from our users all the time. And we try to share all our knowledge regarding creating these ads and the content. And part of our strategy and our content marketing strategy is actually behind the scenes materials. So if it's split screens on Instagram or just, you know, full on YouTube videos explaining how we did different things on different video ads, so all our audience and our users, which are content creators, could benefit from that as well.
It really is like the asset library you wish you had collected yourself over decades, right? Like everybody wants to catalog a really impressive asset library of stuff that they've shot. But this is one where the cataloging tools are great and the footage is great. And hey, you've got access to it. So it's a tremendous tool. I want to ask you a little bit more about the tool and how people can be using it right now. But before we do, you had talked about a launch of a product being postponed in some form or fashion because of the coronavirus. Obviously, you're in Israel. I'm in California. We're probably having different experiences. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about what your experience has been like and the way that this coronavirus has impacted business.
I think the fact that you're in California and I'm from Israel at this point doesn't really matter anymore. It's a global issue, something that we're all being affected, probably at the same way, even worse, unfortunately. But we had the fortune to be in an industry where there is still some demand for video content to being posted online or in the advertising world, and video content needs music. So this is one part of it. How it affected our business, all of the company, starting March 15th, we started working from home, which means things could get a bit difficult when you want to create content when you're working from home. What we're trying to do is, first of all, utilize the tools we have, which are ArtGrid and Artlist and the sound effects, and create a lot of video ads encouraging content creators to keep creating with the tools they do have because they can't go outside and film. So the thing you have available is stock footage and stock music and stock photos, and you can still create content. For us specifically, the demand for ArtGrid has been better, I guess, because what we've just talked about, that we're trying to push to people still creating at home, and they can do that using stock footage.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you about that, because a lot of the effort that is being made right now to continue to create is by creating things in post. So people are doubling down on voiceovers and podcasts and things of that nature. But there's a lot of other assets that they have access to. And I'm just wondering if you have any tips for people that are now in a create from home environment. What can they be doing to still be producing quality media?
Yeah, definitely. So as advertisers, or even as just content creators that are creating content for their own personal use or their own personal brand, you can still utilize the power of platforms like Artlist, ArtGrid, and there's many more platforms of stock footage, stock photos, After Effects templates. And there's a lot of great companies out there that can provide resources to keep creating content for yourself, for companies you work with, and you need to advertise them. If it's a gym, then there's a lot of great footage on ArtGrid of working out, and you can advertise your gym or your fitness facilities. People are still working out using the Zoom application from home, so you can still advertise this.
It's interesting you talk about creating content for a gym with stock footage. It does open up new opportunities, and these constraints can really drive new innovative ways of approaching things, because truly, when you're setting up your product, it's so much better to talk to people about the shared conflict, right? So if you do have a gym, the shared conflict might be not working out and being idle.
Right.
But you can use footage of people working out to illustrate the shared enemy and the feeling of overcoming that shared enemy. And so really you can create thematic videos that you just wouldn't even be thinking about if you weren't in this scenario. So who is the common enemy of your audience that you're aligned to combat, and what can you do to create content, you know, that will get them excited about combating that same enemy? I really feel like Art Grid has terrific footage for that, because there are people working in all kinds of environments, and really it doesn't matter if it's corporate or super, super tactical and physical like a gym. There seems to be a good spread of footage to help in whatever your thematic enemy is that you're going to battle against. There's some really dramatic and impressive footage that can help you to create a script and create content around a theme that's going to resonate with the target audience.
Right. So exactly what you've said, it's all about the theme. It's all about a common message that you want to share with your audience that you feel that they will relate to. And you can share that audience, or you can convey that message to your audience using stock footage. Like the whole essence of ArtGrid at first was actually, we've tried to educate the content creators out there that they don't need to spend a lot of time, energy, and money to go out and film. They can start from stock footage instead of doing the opposite and using stock footage as fillers or as like filling in the holes or the gaps. At times like this, where you can't go outside and you can't really create content yourself, this is the time to get super creative and find the way to convey your message, which is probably a message that would be relatable to most of your audience. Try to think about that. Try to think about your message that you can't go out and film your business or your product, but you can still convey that message using stock footage, especially from Artlist, where it's usually there's no standalone clips. You have each clip as part of a sequence. So you'll never be stuck. You can always create a full sequence, a full story from a set of clips. So yeah, it's time to get really creative as content creators and try to make the best out of what we have available.
The neat thing is, I really feel like constraints like this will make people's art in the future better. Because once you get good at creating media around a theme, instead of making it so tactical and exact, the media that you create in the future, you're going to continue to do this because you're just going to find that it's more powerful and it resonates more fully with your audience. So it's very cool. I do think, you know, there's got to be some hope in a bad situation. And hopefully by wrestling with these constraints for a little bit, we can all get a little bit better at creating.
Definitely. We are trying as Artlist as well to convey the message that there is hope and we will get through this. This is the time to get creative and get out of the box and keep creating, because this is what is going to keep us strong and alive, going to help us go through this. Keep on creating and being creative.
Laurent works for Artlist and he's represented them well in today's episode. But he's also a creative, and he had so many fabulous things to say. We went on to talk for another hour, and I have another 4 episodes worth of advice from this incredible creative, which I will be sharing with you throughout the week this week. So make sure you come back, and we're going to talk about ways to build your reel, advertise yourself, and even create additional streams of income. Thanks so much for joining me today on Video Production Daily.